fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Question time. Today, are we drowning in negativity? Let's dive deeper into our mental health. This Are You Okay Day, which means tomorrow for us in Australia. From shadows to silver linings, discover the power of vulnerability and connection. Why do we cling on to our past, unravel the patterns that hold us back? This Are You Okay Day. Join the conversation, how men's groups transform our approach to mental health. Navigating the duality of life, finding joy amongst the struggles we face. Let's embrace our journey, acknowledging the past while celebrating the present. Break the cycle from negative patterns to empowering growth. Let's together rise, build a supportive community for mental wellness. Let's all check in, share, and uplift. Let's redefine our narratives this Are You Okay Day. Finding strength in vulnerability, the silver linings in our stories. Welcome, my friends. This is Nick Jensen here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. Today, I'm dedicating a wonderful, presentation on Are You Okay Day. This is celebrated on one particular month of, which just happens to be September, and it's tomorrow. That this day is that we have a global Australian-wide awareness day for people who are struggling with depression, anxiety. Yes, so Are You Okay Then? Which means that if you see a mate of yours, a friend who appears to be struggling, it's not the same that you know. They're not the same, so they might be looking into, they might be going through something. So today is encouraging us to look into the situation a little bit deeper, and just, you don't know how important you could be to someone's life today. Men's suicide is pretty high, more than ladies. So today I'm not just going to address it to the ladies out there who are doing it tough, but also specifically for men. I'm going to be also sharing particular groups that we can all visit, especially men related to men's groups. There's always help in hand out there. But also talk about, a little bit about how to ask questions when you find someone that is kind of suffering or being challenged at the moment. And we can go into that. We can ask a certain, are you okay? We can, have the willpower to ask them, listen to them with an open mind, encourage some action, and check in with them a little bit later on, see that everything's okay. And also leave some details where further help and assistance can be gained. I'll leave some description boxes of all places like Lifeline and Beyond Blue and so on. But today, I do want to focus on this particular, this area now. Let's look into this. Are You Okay Day? We're so reminded that mental health is not just a personal journey, but a collective experience. The theme of being exposed to negativity really exposed to negativity, and that's what we do. We are running program that is absorbs from the consciousness into the unconsciousness. So the theme of being overexposed to negativity resonates deeply, you know, in a world inundated with, you know, so much information out there for us to absorb, and much. It's all bleak. You know, you're looking at news, users cycling filled with distressing events, social media platforms, amplifying conflict in group. We go into that. I want to get deeper into that because I've been mentioning a few men's groups that are currently held around Sydney, around Australia. So let's look at the men's groups. Men's groups have emerged as a vital space for fostering connection and vulnerability. For many, these groups provide supportive environments to share experiences and emotion that society often encourages them to suppress. However, these conversations can sometimes fall into the trap of dwelling on the negative experiences. When discussions are dominated by past traumas or feelings of inadequacy, it can reinforce like really harmful patterns instead of promoting healing. The challenge, my friends, lies in encouraging members to not only share their struggles in groups like this, but also explore constructive ways to move forward together. It's about transforming the narratives from one of victimhood, right? One from victimhood to the one that is empowerment or empowered, creating like this culture where vulnerability leads to strength. So we have to get vulnerable. We look at identifying repeating negative patterns. It's so important to identify our repeating methods, not just ignore them, not just sweep them under the carpet. They're always going to be there unless we kind of be aware of them, and then only then can we have something to do about them. Many of us are, you know, creatures of habit. We do the same thing, we get the same results. Often unconsciously, you know, repeating patterns that don't serve us. Now, this manifests itself as sabotage. We are actually sabotaging and sabotaging our own behaviors. You know, we get into these toxic relationships with ourselves or others, and also negative self-talk begins. The first step to breaking these cycles is awareness. What triggers these patterns? Is it a particular situation, a person, or even a thought? What's triggering these things for you? We have to sit back and become the observer to observe, to feel these kind of, to understand these patterns that are reoccurring. And by taking notes of these particular triggers or situational environments we get into, we can begin then to understand why we react a certain way that we do. It's not just about identifying negative behaviors. It's also about understanding the underlying beliefs and fears that fuel them. What are you believing? Are they true? Sometimes we just need to challenge these, you know? Sometimes we need to, you know, ask ourselves these valuable questions. Why am I not okay with that? Where is this coming from? And again, remember, we're running an automatic pattern, all right? It's habitual. It is running us, actually. So why do we struggle to move? Why do we actually struggle to move away from these? Yeah. So from these ingrained patterns. You know, often it's the fear of the unknown. Change can be very intimidating. A lot of us don't like change. Even I put together something called Challenge for Change. And there's a 10 module there. It helps us to understand even challenge isn't, it's got its own agenda. It's got its own program. Even to change, the changes is inevitable. There's always like beginning, middle, and there's the end of changes. So, you know, that's also a Chinese philosophy. It's really good. So it can be intimidating, and the familiarity of our negative patterns, we always go there, even if they are painful to us, right? We can actually feel safer with the pain than venturing into something that's un, un, uncharted territory, the unknown. We might cling to old habits because they offer this sense of control. We are able to control that, which is like no one can actually control life, but we think we can control it, and that only gets us into deeper, you know, troubles there, muddy waters. Now, even if that control is ultimately like kind of harmful to us, this resistance can be a significant barrier to personal growth and healing. So let's do something about this. Now let's talk to awareness of duality and the silver lining. There's always a silver lining. Unfortunately, we're not really trained to practice looking for the silver lining. No matter what happens, there is always a silver lining. People will get over the hurdles, right? You understand, people have gone through some challenging stuff. You know, they've become from strugglers to victors and victorious. They know about the silver linings. They always know about the silver lining. That is another plenty of courses of silver linings. So once we can embrace the duality of our experience, that is going to be really essential for our mental resilience and mental strength. You know, life is not a purely black and white, or it's filled with, or, you know, it's actually filled with shades of gray. It's the unknown, the understanding that joy can coexist with sorrows, you know?
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Again, I'll say it again, understanding that joy can coexist with sorrows really allows us to appreciate the complexities of our emotions, of our life. Can we do that? Can we see the silver linings? Can we see that there is joy, you know, just after the struggle, right? All the time. There's always light into the tunnel. Can we appreciate that that life is so complex? But I have a weekend, we can not get trapped into it, because it's all about our mental status, our mindsets. So when we experience hardship, it's easy to feel like consumed by negativity. But recognizing that every challenge carries the potential for growth can actually shift our perspective. Now, the concept of silver lining, my friends, this concept plays a crucial role in our life. Silver linings, they are like the moments of light that breaks through the clouds of our struggles. Perhaps you faced a difficult period in your life, right, that led you to newfound strengths or resilience. Can you capture that? Can you go back to a time where, you know, we all have had it, where we overcome the hardship, the struggles, then the reward is a sweet resilience. That force, you know, then you know that you can overcome it. Maybe a challenging relationship, you know, taught you that valuable lesson that about boundaries and self-worth. See, there's a silver lining. You will learn, sometimes you need to understand boundaries and your self-worth, you know. And focusing on this silver lining doesn't diminish the pain we're experienced or we have experienced. Instead, it allows us to honor our journey with recognizing the growth that has emerged from it. Let's now talk to something more serious. The pleasure of visiting our past, and even our pains. Now, in psychology, we call that, you know, the FOPIT strategy. Feel it. We must own it, right? But we got to recognize it, right? And we need to be able to process it only by becoming like the observer and stepping aside from all this and understanding, and then coming back to our own resilience. Like nostalgia, you know? And let's look at that as a powerful emotion. Many of us, like, find comfort in revisiting our past experiences, reliving the joy of a happy moment, or even reflecting on our challenges. This too shall pass. I've heard about, keep using that. There's a sense of familiarity and comfort in the memories of who we once were. We're always changing and evolving, and who we once were and what we've been through. However, this tendency can become like problematic when it leads us to a longing for the past that we cannot reclaim. Many of us suffer anxiety, depression, because we're always going into the unpleasant past. What if you lived in a world where you can create a world that does not have that so much of a past? And then maybe the past can be celebrated, right? Maybe we can turn our past into joy because you have seen the silver lining. It wouldn't become so problematic, right? Would it? So why do we find pleasure? Why do we actually find pleasure in revisiting our past? Let's ask that question. Even when it affects us negatively, you know, that kind of energy, it often stems from a desire to find meaning to our experiences. You know, our past shapes our identity. And by reflecting on it, we can glean insights about ourselves. Yet it's crucial to strike a balance between this. You know, we can't be giving 110% to the negativity. And that's the problem there. You know, because then you're giving your mind instruction, and all the mind knows is to give it whatever you give it. It's what it comes out with. You know, so yet it's so crucial to strike a balance in our life. You know, and if you have a tendency to visit the past too long, that's anxiety and depression right there. There it is there. So if we become so entrenched in our memories of the past, we risk the missing out on the beauty of this life. You know, you see a beautiful tree. It produces a beautiful aroma, right, from its leaves and once the sun hits it or in the sun sets, right? But because you're so entrenched in your own, you know, and mashed in your own negative thinking, in our own negative thinking, we forget and cannot smell that beautiful tree or that rose that's just there right next to you. And so we have to get out of this, you know, can't be so entrenched in our, it's like a war in there, the battlefield of the mind. You know, we have to get out of these memories. We do have a letter to come out of those trenches. You know, we risk missing out on the beauty of the present moment if we can't get out of those trenches. It's time, isn't it, to get out of those? And think about what it's costing us not to get out, even though we have a ladder to creep out of those, you know, those trenches that we live in, the past. And once again, the past can serve as a guide, but it shouldn't dictate our future. We have to move and go past that, past beyond the past. We got to get into the future. And, so as we, you know, engage in reflection on are you okay day today, tomorrow, for today. So every day should be are you okay day. You should see your friends who might be struggling, offer them a listening ear. Let's commit to being aware of our mental landscapes. What's going on? Let's create the spaces where we can share our feelings honestly, while also uplifting one another. And it's essential to strike a balance between acknowledging. Yeah. It is so essential to strike a balance between acknowledging our struggles and celebrating our victories. By creating this culture of belonging to a culture, support culture, men's culture, a women's culture, or women's circles, and understanding each other, we can better navigate complexities of our mental health and journeys together, my friends. So remember, it's okay to reach out for help, to share your burdens, to seek the silver linings amongst the challenges. There's always a silver lining. I'm going to say it, there's always a silver lining. Now together we can create the more supportive environment where everyone feels valued and heard. My friends, especially you guys there, there is plenty of men's resources and groups and that you can join. I myself, I'm very fond of one called Ground Space Men's Circles here in Sydney. And it's a wonderful place that, you know, we get to share, you know, an experience. It's not, and we get to get unstuck from this, you know, from our past. And if we have something to share, to, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved, we do that in our men's groups. You don't have to tackle life alone. You have a buddy. And that buddy will throw you that lifeline. They're just waiting for you to reach out. So my friends, there is, I'm going to mention a few here now. If, you know, we come to the end of our little podcast. And it is, are you okay, you know, tomorrow here in Sydney. So Men's Lion Australia, Healthy Male, Mentoring Men, Brother for Brothers, Parents Beyond Breakup, Sydney Christian Men, Gotcha for Life Foundation, The Men's Table, Doing It Tough, Sydney Men's is Men's Group Circle, Mankind Projects Australia, and of course, Grounded Space Men's Circle, as I mentioned earlier. So, there are also going to leave a lot of email links available to you guys. So, I hope that this message reaches you. And if you get a chance to, you know, to get to listen to someone that's really close to you, and they don't look, you know, they just don't seem themselves, it's time to lend their hand. Be a buddy. So, my friends, this is Nick Chansu, right? Please reach out if you get this message, if you hear our podcast here, reach out to us or have a look at the description box if you need a bit of counseling one-on-one. Happy to meet you there. And so this day has been dedicated Are You Okay Day here in Sydney, Australia. All the best. And if you want more information, and there's a lot of information I'll be putting into the description box of this podcast. All the best, my friends. May you have a restful, peaceful, and abundant day for you, to you all. All the best. Namaste.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.